Welcome to Fan Vibe, the podcast that knows no limits.
Down it, that's gonna help.
Well, I was almost done anyway. I told you, Coke makes me burp, but never give me Diet Coke.
Why?
It makes me burp so much.
Oh, I do know this. Diet Coke actually has more caffeine than regular Coke.
They also have bubbles.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that if you drink more caffeine, it acts as a diuretic. Caffeine itself is a diuretic, so it helps draw a lot of water out.
Yeah.
So if you drink a lot of Diet Coke, you'll be going to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
That is good to know.
Soda itself dehydrates you, so.
This is why I stopped drinking soda.
Because you drank so much soda beforehand, anyways.
Stop.
I should actually stop drinking soda altogether.
Yeah.
I lost a ton of weight.
Looks at, like, the 20 Cokes we just put in the fridge.
I'm not going to be drinking them. I don't drink a lot of soda. I prefer Sprite.
Are we getting started with the show, or what?
We're waiting for Nick to add his friend.
Never mind.
He's not
responding.
All right.
Yeah.
So just the four of us, then?
Yeah.
You guys are good with that?
Yeah.
For the Anime Expo recap.
Yay! So, yeah, special episode for the Anime Expo recap. We'll be going through days 0 through 4. Some stuff happens on day 0, sometimes not. It really just depends on what you're doing. So to start off, we're gonna start with Black Bash to start with your day 0, man.
Oh gosh, day 0. do you really want to talk about my day 0?
Yes, go on, honey.
Well, we all know what happened at my day 0, but okay, here we go. So my day 0. Kind of didn't happen because we got into an accident on the way over. Yeah, so we spent most of the time, as we left at like 4, we tried to leave at 3. We tried to leave at 4. Didn't leave until like 5 because people were late. We were stuck on the 5 freeway, and then we got into an accident. So we had to wait for parents to come and pick up people, and then we had to like go all the way back home. I got my car, drove everybody out to the convention center, and we ended up making it out there at like 10 or 11. It was freaking late. So most of it was us checking into the hotel, getting a room situated, finding a place to put my car that didn't charge $28 a night.
Oh, yikes. Yeah, that was a hard part of the whole con.
Yeah, but we made it in one piece. No one was injured, and that was my day 0, by the way.
I'm glad you made it in one piece, at least. I mean,
I'm glad you didn't die.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're
very happy you're alive, and your friends, and that you guys were able to get help, and then eventually get to where you needed.
Yeah, and one of our one of the guys that was driving during the accident was also able to come too. So, but he came later. But that was still a really good thing.
Yeah, that is. And what time did you end up getting to the line the first day, or did you go the first day, or were you able to make it day 0?
Oh, we had to go the first day, but we were in the line at like 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay, so that was fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
I got like 2 hours of sleep, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I know the feeling.
We know the feeling. Okay, so That sums up your day zero, I'm guessing?
Oh, yes.
Okay, up next, Romy, can you tell me about your day zero? Can you tell all of us about it?
I went, I came, I got my ticket. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. Fire, your turn.
Me?
Yes.
We're fired now.
You're fired now, okay?
I can roll that.
So why do I keep my original name?
Oh, I'm sorry. What? Wait, what do I call you?
My real name.
Romy? No, what?
Yeah. Because you're a guest. You're Romy.
Well, let's see. Fine. You two already know what happened because I was there with you, but we pretty much were just...
You got to tell the people that weren't there with us.
Well, I know that. Well, pretty much was just getting ready in the morning until you guys came to pick me up, getting there, getting lost, getting there, and then waiting in line for about freaking 5 hours to get our badge, which I couldn't get because my badge didn't roll over.
Only 3 hours?
Oh. That still felt like 5 hours. But finally, I didn't get my badge rolled over, so I had to go to the badge line the next day, which I'm not going to talk about now because we're talking about day zero. Then having to wait for Data to get there to get our hotel, which we almost didn't get because of her lateness. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, so,
Cloud's gonna go.
I'm gonna go, because
Chrome's cooking dinner.
Chrome's in the kitchen.
I'm not making the obligatory sandwich joke, don't worry.
We dropped Drew. No, we dropped Fire. Oh, well. And so, yeah, don't make the joke. So my day zero actually started the day before day zero.
Hey.
When Chrome came and picked me up from my house, and then we went to her house, and I finished working. Well, actually, we had to go and pick up my 3D maneuver gear from my friend's house. Then we had to pick up several other items, and then we got to her house. I figured out I'd left both my Stitch outfit and my phone charger back at home, because I'm smart.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I bow. I do this all the time. I remembered my phone charger today, though.
Good.
And then from there, I went and finished working on most of my 3D maneuver gear for Attack on Titan. We styled a wig?
I styled.
She helped style a wig. I helped a little, barely any, because I was sitting there arguing with the glue gun. And then from then on, we went to bed at some odd hour of the night, more like we passed out after she did some things with spray paint she shouldn't have.
Hey.
So you huffed it?
No.
She put hashtag Hobolife on the.
So she huffed it.
By her house.
It was for a friend.
It was for a friend in
Australia.
And then from there on, we woke up, we went, I finished sewing up my Sasuke cosplay, and then...
I was on the computer.
She was on the computer the whole time.
So that's what she needed my butt bow for.
Yep. And then we went and we picked up... Who was it? Brina first?
Brina was dropped off at my house.
Oh, wait. Brina came to her house, and then we went and we picked up Fire, and then we went down to the convention area after a while, and then we waited in line for 3 hours with a friend, and then from there we went to... into the convention center where I saw a few of my friends that I met up and said hi, saw an old friend. And then we waited, and 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 we almost didn't get our hotel. And then we got our hotel, and then that was a mess. And then finally, finally we get in the hotel. And then once we got in the hotel, we put everything in certain places. We started working on more wigs, and... my friend helped me put my friend was very nice and put the fan on the back of my Sasuke cosplay, and then helped me with my, the last bit of my 3D maneuver gear. And then from there was a lot of last minute stuff at this con. And then from there, we finally went to bed and I slept on a towel.
Why did you come call me? I had plenty of space in my bedroom.
It's fine.
We had room.
I'm allergic to feather pillows. I can't breathe when I use them.
You could have used my Foxy.
Well, I had a pillow, but Brina stole it.
Not that day.
Not that day, because Brina stole it. And then the next day, Fire stole it.
Hey.
And then I finally got it back. So, time for Chrome. who had the same days.
Yeah, like my days are going to sound the exact same as hers pretty much, except for I didn't sleep any of the nights before because I'm the kind of idiot who likes to be on the computer and TeamSpeak until like 5 in the morning.
Yep, even with us yelling at her to get off.
Shut up. But, yeah. Woke up at 8 to show up at Cloud's house around 10, and she wasn't packed or ready.
I was packed for the most part.
You were still in the bathroom when I showed up.
I was taking a shower.
What? Yeah, like today.
Yeah, like today.
Yeah, we waited there. I was there for the entire episode of the last Doctor Who season.
Because she wanted to see it.
That's how long I had to wait, but,
it wasn't bad. No, I mean, no. You got Doctor Who.
Yeah, no worries. But, yeah, we worked on so many props. I'm sure there's still silver spray paint on me somewhere.
Same.
I'm okay.
I know it's
that,
on my
though.
Toes.
Silver spray paint's sandals. Under my bed. Good talk.
Oh, Tenet lookalike. I just remembered.
He hasn't he did happen. Oh, I'll get to
him. He happened on day zero.
I'll get to him.
Sorry.
You told me about that, didn't you?
Shut up. Anyways.
She's obsessed.
That picture will be going onto the FanVine Facebook page. Yay. But, yeah. Hashtag hobo life happened just because she wouldn't let me spray paint the sword part that I messed up on because she gave me a Sharpie.
I thought it was
so
the end of
instead
that, yeah.
I decided to do hashtag hobo life for my friend Zach from Australia because he was kicked out of his house that day and he sent me a picture that actually said hashtag hobo life.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, we laid on the ground, saw fireworks for some reason, well, heard a firework, and then another firework, like, they were lighting them off in a car going down the street.
And then I tickled you,
that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Screamed.
She started tickling me. I was on the floor, rolling around, laughing like I was on crack for 20 minutes straight.
It was fun.
Oh, wait, you mean you're not on crack already?
Shut up. Why does everyone ask me that?
Gee, I can't figure it out.
Yeah, the people in England asked me that last week. I mean, come on. Damn it. Anyway, lots of props randomly going up to McDonald's at midnight because we wanted ice cream.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And she wouldn't let me get ice cream from the 7-Eleven that had Twix ice cream with caramel ice cream.
I brought you caramel Tim Tams.
Do you know there's Tim Tams in the fridge? People here don't know what Tim Tams are, and it's saddening.
Well, just continue.
I wish I didn't know what Tim Tams were.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. Anyways, so today's zero. We had to play Tetris with my car. Because,
oh, yeah, I'm ultimate Tetris.
I drive a four-door little Honda Civic Hybrid.
My sword is as long as her car.
We got her Cloud Buster sword.
6 feet long.
In the car. And four people with 5 days worth of stuff.
So each of us had about 3 bags, almost.
Yeah, including, like, makeup. Every girl had their own shoe bag.
Even the guy. Even Fire had his own shoe bag.
Shut up.
There was so many stuff. I had to put a hoop skirt in there somewhere. I ended up just not even packing my makeup. I threw it on top of everything in the trunk and hoped for the best. There is still cookie in my car.
Yeah. I'm the queen of car Tetris, and the cookie was your fault.
We're going to drop the cookie.
You dropped the cookie, too.
I brought cookies. There's still cookie in my car. I still have con in my car.
Pop-Tarts.
Undone. Yeah, there's like 5 boxes of Pop-Tarts in my car. There's still the little like snag bags that you get when you get your badge in my car and everything.
Snag?
Wig head is still in there.
Swag. Yeah, I don't like saying head. That word, okay? Snag bag.
Oh my god, the car that we saw driving there said what? Swaggity or whatever?
Yeah,
oh, it said swaggy.
Yeah, there was a car with a license plate that said swaggy, so I like got up to 100 on the freeway just to get next to them.
So I could take a picture.
Cloud could get a picture of the license plate.
That happened.
Oh, I should have been arrested so many times. I illegally. Oh wait, no, that didn't happen yet. Anyways,
she did a lot of stuff she shouldn't have.
Shut up.
How about that?
Better than most people. But yeah, 3-hour wait in line for the badge, which honestly could have been much worse since we actually got there at noon. So in reality, we should have ended up having to wait like 5 hours.
Yeah, we had a friend in line.
Yeah, our friend was at the front of the fourth line. So when the line actually opened, it took us less than 20 minutes to even get in there.
Yep.
And our friend Barina actually had a panic attack because of
they all pack the you people. In like sardines.
Yeah, so she freaked out because of all the people. So her and Fire actually got to go to the front of the line. They would have let them in if they didn't say that they already had friends in line.
Yeah.
That was my fault.
All right, don't worry about it. Can you
go ahead?
Do I need to stir it? I don't know. I'm burning water over here. I'm not the one in culinary school.
Do I put this in?
Please do. But
break it in half or no?
Yes. Anyways, yeah, my brain died because oh my god, stop asking me cooking questions. Pasta.
Culinary student.
Ugh. I'm pretty much done with my day zero.
Okay.
Black Bash, you can go for day one.
Went. I was first. Just saying.
Hmm? What?
I already went. I was first.
Day one.
Day one.
Oh, day one. Well, then.
Dork.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention. So.
Yeah, then. I like everything else.
Yeah, okay.
Don't ask cooking questions. Not when I'm trying to talk.
One. Day one. Again, woke up at like 6. Actually, no, woke up at like 5. Of course, this is after I decided to stay up till like 3 in the morning shaving. Got there, got to the line at like 6:30, waited till the convention center opened up. We were basically through the line in like 15 minutes, so that was really cool. Remember a lot of day one because I was on 2 hours of sleep. But what I can tell you
turn
is...
Turn down the water. Wait, no.
Frick. Frick.
We broke his brain!
It happened.
We broke it!
You broke my thought train.
It happens. Did you see how many times I paused during day zero?
Yeah.
So, day one. Okay, I kind of just palled around with some people. I was in my bedtime period cosplay because I didn't want to get dressed in the morning yet. Went back to my hotel room, changed into my other version, Nick Fury. Went back to the convention center, hung out with some of my hung out with some of my Trike cosplayers.
I don't know where the lids are.
I did the karaoke contest that day.
Yay!
It's kind of cool. First time ever doing the karaoke contest in any con ever. Got up to the semifinals, but got eliminated. But hey, first time competitor, still made it to the semifinals. I'm actually proud of one of my friends. Zanny actually got second place overall.
Good job.
Congratulations.
And I can't remember a lot of what happened that day, but I know I had some fun.
You must have been on something.
I think, was it that day I saw you or a different day? I know I saw you day three.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to remember.
Yeah, you know, it was day three, I'm sure, because I don't think I saw you guys.
We missed Denny's.
Oh, I wasn't going to deal with that.
Denny's I was ready for Denny's.
1 a.m. in the morning singing If You Were Gay.
It was the internet for porn.
Cops walking by.
That would have been fun.
That would have. Okie dokie. So is that your day?
That's all I know of day one. I mean, I do have pictures from day one. I just don't remember everything. there was a lot of walking involved. Ralph's trip somewhere in there. attempting to get food in certain places. I mean.
Oh, wait. Got really good pictures. Are you looking to get food from certain places or to get food into certain places?
Okay, get food.
Hey.
Hey.
Not my fault.
No, not quite. What day was that? No, that was day two.
He can't even keep his story straight, folks.
I'm actually trying to go through my. Actually, no. No, the reason why I don't remember much is because most of my day was spent prepping for and competing in the karaoke contest. That's why I don't remember anything, because I didn't do much else. And my pictures prove it, so heh.
Okay. On to Romy. Whoa, I did something to my laptop. How was your day one?
Day one was actually really early for me, because I spent until 3:30 at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed pretty much the day of day one. However, I boarded the buses, and the buses were really working fast, considering that this was the July 4th. So I got down to downtown LA in about an hour, which is relatively good going.
Yeah.
I just kind of waited around for John and his group, and John's spoiled, I gotta tell you this. He even said so himself. Back in Colorado, all the buses and trains are above ground. If you have ever been to downtown LA and taken the red line, it's underground. Therefore, you don't get cell service.
Yeah.
John wasn't expecting that. So it was just like, he doesn't give me any warning that he's going to go underground. So I'm like, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? And I'm waiting around for like, hours. So, but he makes it up to me. He buys me dinner.
No.
And I go to, and I go sleep at the Westin with my friend Sean.
Oh my God, the Westin.
The Westin.
The Westin's Westin. Such a, I gotta tell you, the hotel staff at the Westin was so nice.
Our hotel staff were really nice too. There was one that was a big fan of Naruto.
Two
that were big fans of Naruto, and one actually knew what my sword was from.
Oh, I gotta tell you this. This is something completely unrelated. When I went to South Africa and I came back, I was wearing one of my Naruto t-shirts and a dog tag that my friend had made with the Uchiha symbol on it. And oddly enough, it's one of my bags that did not make the flight from South Africa back to LA. So I hear my name on the speaker and I go, I'm Romy. I didn't get my bag. She went, all right, we'll just send it to you when we get it. By the way, love your dog tag, love your shirt.
Yeah, that's cool.
You gotta sometimes love flight attendants.
So that was your day one, hon?
That was basically my day one. Oh, I forgot to tell you more. My luggage didn't arrive till day two.
Oh.
So that was fun.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
That's the story for when we get to day two.
Yep. All right. Fire, tell us about your day one.
Okay, well, day one started early for me because I had to get in line to get my badge. So I got to the AtCon registration line and pretty much spent the entire time directing everybody away from it, sending them to the pre-registration line. So after I got my badge, I ended up heading back to the room, laying down until someone started throwing stuff at me.
Not me. Totally not me.
But I ended up getting into my Renzo Shima cosplay to go hang out with Sazo and her Amaimon cosplay. So we pretty much just hung around the rest of the day as that until later on I had changed into my Marluxia cosplay for the Organization 13 gathering. Which really sucked because now that I look at the pictures, since I had the wig on so long the entire day, it had gone on sideways. So I didn't know that was happening, and I thought, like, oh yeah, great pictures. Look at them, and like, oh shit.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I hate when that happens.
The best part about it is nobody pointed it out.
Nobody noticed, I guess.
They didn't like say anything about like seeing my hair. It's just they questioned why the pink hair was so short.
Yeah. So.
And then after that was pretty much just hanging out with you guys. Until we all head back to the hotel and went to bed.
And oh, yeah.
That's pretty much my day one.
And you stole my pillow.
No. Brino was day one, I was day two.
No, Brino was day zero, you were day one.
Moving on.
Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Day two, I got to sleep on an actual pillow. Anyway, that wasn't Feather. So, let's see here. So for mine, Cloud's day one, got up early to cosplay Servant of Evil for Chrome. Felt terrible because
she was maybe my partner for 5 minutes.
I was in it for about half an hour. Give me some credit. And then I had to run and change for Attack on Titan because one of my friends had an emergency.
And so I ran and changed into that and was able to cover for her friend for the... It was for a photo shoot. Her friend got... Her friend broke her leg.
Look at this.
Oh my God.
She wasn't able to make it to con.
Oh, dear.
And she found out that day.
You left me for freebies in the exhibit hall. We all know it.
And then I went to the exhibit hall and was late. But that's where... Because every day at 1 o'clock, they had the roll call, basically, for any Attack on Titan cosplayers. We'd go there, we'd do the salute and some other stuff. If you got lucky, you could meet the director and get something signed. I didn't get to, but I saw him. I was happy. And then I went around. I eventually found Chrome for a while, and then I went back off again. I went to... something, and then I found them again, and then I did a photo shoot, and they left me, and then I eventually found them, I think. Stuff happened. And then, what else? That day's a bit of a blur, too. Because stuff. All days are blurs. Oh, and then we got back, and I think that was the day we styled Sasuke, my femme Sasuke wig.
I did, like, 3 wigs that night. Oh, my God. I was ready to shoot someone.
She was on a roll.
I hated wigs after that.
Yeah.
I had to do another one the next day.
And my hair was being a bitch, basically, for Aaron, because I had to use my own hair. And since it was hot outside, I have cowlicks in my hair. So I would sweat because of how many layers are on that cosplay, and my cowlicks would come out, and it's just like, well, I look like a derp. Thank you.
You already are.
Derp Aaron. Well, of course I'm an Aaron. It's all over again. Anyway, shut up. She's looking at me funny for saying that. Stop judging.
Never.
And so it ended up, we got back to the hotel. A few things happened there, and then just stuff. A little bit of con drama, not a lot. And I think that's...
Yay! I had no con drama!
Was me that either. The night I went out to Denny's? I went out to Denny's almost every day, so that didn't matter.
Also, the good thing is that this year, hardly anybody got sick from Denny's or IHOP's.
I never got sick from Denny's.
No, we had IHOP day zero.
Oh, day zero was IHOP, and Fire and I were singing After Ever After.
I had so much coffee.
It was kind of creepy. And she gets
so... My pancakes had coffee in it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Your what had?
Her pancakes. She got, what, tiramisu?
Tiramisu with mocha cream in the middle, like, oh, all the coffee.
She was so hyper.
That sounds actually.
It sounds...
By the way, this is what you all should be using to clean your cosplays. I believe it's called Downy. When you see the picture, you'll get it.
Anyway, on to Chrome's day one. Because I was away from her for a time.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr. Love it. Anyways. Love that. Oh, I would use that all day. I've been really problems recently. Anyways, day one. Yeah, that day was terrible for me because I was in a floor-length ball gown with a hoop skirt. 5 different skirts on top of it. Elbow-length black silk gloves and, like, 15,000 bows and bows everywhere. Everything was terrible. I had to wear my Demonia boots because when I made the dress, I accounted for me wearing high heels. But then I remembered, I'm going to a con. Why the hell am I going to wear high heels? I'm not stupid. So the dress ended up being like 5 or 6 inches
too long.
Longer than me, even with the boots, which were 6-inch boots. It was still too long.
Escalators were fun.
I can only imagine.
The back of her dress holding it all.
It was like I was like getting married. Someone just had to be in the back and hold up the dress.
The servant of evil was literally a servant to making sure.
You were supposed to be my servant.
Yeah, I know. It was making sure escalators didn't eat her dress. Her dress didn't fall in any of the puddles on the street.
That almost happened.
I grabbed it just in time. On the way there, I don't know, on the way back, and then also me trying to catch it so it wouldn't go into dirt, and then whenever pictures would come over, I'd have to run and put all the beads on the outside of the dress again. It was just like, Okay, give me one quick second. You I'm want a picture?
Doing,
okay.
I'm never doing anything that intricate ever again.
Until we do Loki.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's going to happen next year. Okay. Right. But yeah, day one, ball gown most of the entire time. God, I put clothes on, I know, eventually when I got back to the room.
Yeah, because when I met up with you, you were in clothes.
Yeah, but I took off the ball gown, just kind of laid in bed, like, just in panties for a while. I had so much fabric, so many skirts, I was ready to die of heat stroke before I even walked to the con after putting the dress on.
That was me and Aaron. I can sympathize.
It was really cool because that's actually one of the biggest cosplays I've ever done. That was Granddaughter of Evil from Vocaloid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also really happy because I could use natural hair. But yeah, I've never done a big costume like that before, so I
got happy?
Really shy when people would ask me for pictures. And
it
stuff.
Was adorable.
Shut up.
I just remembered something that happened, but go ahead. I'll tell it after you.
I don't want to know.
No, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, yeah, all the shies, and then during the actual Vocaloid gathering inside of the South Hall.
You guys got to be inside?
Yeah, we got to be inside.
They kicked Attack on Titan out.
Oh, what?
These heavy outfits smaller. Outside.
Yeah, we all had to make our group smaller or move to outside. We just compacted everything.
We couldn't compact.
When we compacted the gathering, that's actually when a news crew showed up and asked to do a shot in between the final photo of the Vocaloid gathering and the photographers. So you just see them like setting up and everything, just like there's like the parting of the congoers, cosplay and photographer. That was really cool to see. Ended up having to do like 3 takes because one she like overstepped or something. They even put like little dots on the floor. She had to be right on it and everything. Yeah, she overstepped. She messed up her lines another time. Another one, I'm pretty sure she made, like, the most ridiculous face I've ever seen at a con. Aside from Manfei, but everyone knows Manfei. Manfei was there! That happened this year.
Yeah, but he wasn't in Manfei, from what I heard.
He was still there.
Yeah, he was still there.
But yeah, I didn't even get to... No, day one is the day I had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Because my best friend...
Not a literal one, I hope.
No, not a literal. Well, ish.
No. I was really close. I graduated, about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And for graduation, my best friend Jack bought me a $1,300 white gold diamond and tanzanite ring. And
why would you bring that to con?
It matched the dress. That's the only reason I wore it that day.
You would never bring something that expensive to con.
Because the gyms and everything. And I usually never take it off. But since it was a tiny bit big on me, since I've lost a little weight, and I was wearing silk gloves, it fell off my hand in the exhibition hall. I noticed it.
What?
That's day two.
I know, but you should tell them now.
Yeah, it was found. I even, like, posted a Facebook status and everything. I know the odds are not in my favor.
I remember the text you sent me.
Hunger Games for that. I was freaking out. But, yeah, it was found. Staff notified me at, like, 6 in the morning, and that's the first thing I did was throw on semi-normal clothes and run over there.
Yeah. She sent me a text, and even by the text, I could tell, oh, crud.
Yeah.
Something's really, really wrong. And I was like, uh-oh.
I was with my friend Lol, and he actually helped me look for it with our friend Brina in the exhibit hall. And I thought, okay, exhibit hall. There's only, like, 3,000 people currently inside of this, if not more.
Oh,
I'm sure it will turn up. Even, because I thought maybe I lost it at the Yaoi booth, because me and Brina went there for a while. Wow, did she buy a Yaoi?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that thing. But,
translate this for me.
Even they helped us look for it, and I was so grateful to everyone. I'm still wondering who turned in the ring, or if it was just a random staff member that found it. Because I would still love to thank them if I can. But,
An amusing bit from day one that I just remembered. Because I was in Attack on Titan. My friend's 3D maneuver gear started to break.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to con repair. Guess who else was there? More Attack on Titan. And more Attack on Titan. And more Attack on Titan. We made a cult inside the cosplay repair.
Yeah.
And it's a wonder why people think I do this.
Yeah, 3D. No, the thing is, it's either, like, every time I've gone, I will see somebody from what I'm cosplaying. Like, when I do Final Fantasy, there's almost always someone there, especially after a Final Fantasy gathering. You go in, it's like, oh, hello, familiar friends. Yeah, we broke our stuff during the gathering, didn't we? No, this one wasn't even near the gathering. It was just, oh, hello. Yes, we're testing out our gear, too. Yeah, I had a few. Oh, I need to repair this. She needs to repair that. What are you guys repairing? Oh, we're doing this, 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 and this. Someone comes in. I broke my gear. Can someone help me? And someone else in the group goes, I can help you. I'm good with leather. We're just laughing.
Last time I went to con repair with you, you actually ended up putting a hole in something on purpose.
Yeah, a glove.
Yeah, it's like, I go to con repair with you. You don't repair stuff. You break things.
I don't. Okay. I repair stuff. I do. It's just I really wanted to be able to use my phone while I was wearing those gloves for Cloud, so I put a hole in the tip so I could use my phone.
Silk gloves.
Yes. I can't wear silk as Cloud. Leather.
Make him sexy. Come on.
So no Cloud in the dress for you?
Cloud stripe.
Oh, I don't want your dress.
Oh, I can make you a black Cloud stripe dress.
He does wear a pink dress in this, not pink, a purple dress in the in Final Fantasy VII when he goes to rescue Tifa. Anyway. Something happened, Dave.
I don't even know what we ate that night, but there was food involved at some point, I'm sure.
Something every...
There was goldfish and Pop-Tarts involved. I knew that.
Oh, yeah, those. It's just something that happens at cons, I've noticed. We go to review the con, and you look back, and you're like, well...
What just happened? What did I do a week ago?
Stuff happened. Fun stuff.
I remember that one dude at that one time for that one photo shoot, but other than that, everything was blurred.
Oh, someone tried to lick my face.
What?
Yeah, I just remembered. Someone tried to lick my face.
I blame Chrome.
You know, I go to cons, I should not ask.
Question, but someone tried to lick my face. Yeah. don't ever go up to a cosplayer and try to lick their face when you're hugging them. Because if they go, sure, I'll give you a hug, that does not mean, sure, you can lick my face.
I can.
No.
Hey, we're sharing a bed tonight.
Anyway. Anything else happened day one? No, the little boy was on day...
I don't remember.
Three. So, on to day two.
Hold on. I still remember something from day one.
Okay, what?
It was in between the Kingdom Hearts gathering and from when I changed into Renzo, but I was accompanying our friend Rena to the High School of the Dead gathering. We ended up getting kicked out of the main hall due to people stopping and, like, the whole area just getting crowded with people taking pictures of the group. So we ended up going outside and taking pictures in front of the tank. As everybody knows, there was those girl Panzer people there who were taking the pictures. The High School of the Dead group moved right in front of the tank and started taking all their attention. So the gathering ended up going on for so long that eventually they were also asked to leave from the tank. Because the Panzer girls were all getting no attention from the groups, the photographers. So we ended up going into the parking garage, which was really cool because we found this one corner where, like, the lighting was just perfect, and there was this, it was closed. One of those mesh, those metal doors that go down, I don't know what they're called. And that's where we found Psycho, and he was drunk.
I see. Never mind. Okay, so, on to day two. Check the...
Day two.
Chat box in the bottom. But on to day two, first off with Black Bash.
All right, day two. Lots of stuff happened day two. Day two, I actually got to test out my new, the only addition I've ever made to my Vasta Stampede cosplay. And it turned out really well. It was totally comfortable. I was able to move around in it except for the elbow pad, which I'm just gonna have to break in at some point. Got to pal around with a bunch of people. Got information about Bang Zoom's audition, and I didn't get to go, so boo. At least not that day.
I heard it was rigged that they don't pick anybody.
That sucks. What am I trying to say?
You had a blast.
Oh, I had a major blast. But I got to walk around and see people. Got to hang out with Chrome that day. That was day two, right?
Day two?
Yeah, that was day two.
Yeah, it was me too. I was there with you. You, me, and Brina.
Yeah. So.
Huh? We look searching for porn and bondage stuff together.
You didn't tell me we were searching for porn.
Really? You were searching for porn?
Yeah, we.
So did a little bit of that. I found out on day one actually that the guys in Ultimate Karaoke Fighting Championship actually made a challenge and named it after me. So I actually got to
go to the
Black Bash Challenge.
That is so awesome.
What's the challenge?
The challenge is you have to pick a Disney song. And your opponent gets to pick any word in the English language, any word at all, and have you insert it into that song as many times as you possibly can.
Oh my goodness, that's hard.
One of the songs was A Whole New World, mm-hmm. and his opponent chose the word poopy.
Oh my god.
How well did that go?
Oh, it went real well. I even got to participate in it, so it was a lot of fun.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so I got to do that. I got a lot of really nice compliments about my arm with it, which I'm super, super happy about. Got to hang out with somebody I haven't seen in quite some time. So that was really cool. And of course, destroying my voice throughout the entire time. It was great. It was awesome.
Destroying your voice is fun.
Yes.
We are all there. If I ever come back
from a con and I have a voice, something's wrong.
Exactly. I had no voice by day two.
So that was basically the extent of my day two.
Awesome. Alrighty, on to Romy.
Well, if you notice that my stories are a little short, it's because I was doing press things, and some of my press things didn't go as expected, and because they are press, I am not allowed to reveal them. So, that's just what I'm saying.
It's okay.
But day two was the Pokemon gathering for me. So I actually got to be Trainer Gold from the Gold and Silver games, and John was Raikou.
Aww.
He had the whole quad suit, but between him and the builder, they had a disagreement about the skull, so they didn't know how to do that. So he was in his Raikou jammies, not the quad Raikou.
Aw, that's too bad.
Yeah. And that was pretty much my day, too.
Alrighty, on to you, Fire.
Okay, day two was a lot of fun for me. Well, just like Romy, I started off with the Pokemon gathering, which I was cosplaying like a really bad Eevee. This is my first time doing Gitchy.
Really? I didn't see you.
Pretty much all I had was just, I had black pants, a brown shirt, ears, and a tail.
Still didn't see you.
I could show you pics later, but
Okay.
After that, I had left and gone back to my hotel room, because day two was going to be my busy day originally, but I, since to previous things, I had to give up hosting the Kingdom Hearts gathering, so that cleared up my schedule, and I pretty much didn't have anything else left to do besides the Homestuck gathering. So just after the Pokemon gathering, I went straight to Homestuck. Which I didn't have. I had at least 3 to 4 hours until it started. No, not even that. 3 hours before it started. So I ended up hanging in the concourse hall, where it was literally just Homestuck Central, and they're having this big dance party. I met up with a few friends, and we started to hang out with a bit until one of them broke his horns. So the Homestuck started this giant ass conga line while I was sitting in the corner using a hot glue gun I got from this random girl to fix his horns. But as soon as 3 o'clock rolled by, our friend Dana yells at the top of his lungs, getting all the Homestuck's attention, then we all just migrated outside to the gathering. The gathering itself was, a lot of fun, but it was kind of like, because not as many people showed up as, day three and day four. And then after the gathering, I was heading back to my hotel, which on the way, I found one of those religious protesters everyone loves. He was sitting on the corner.
Around out to during AX time.
Religious protesters, so fun!
I know, right? But he was sitting on the corner next to the Staples Center as people were leaving the concerts that were happening. And I was still in my Homestuck cosplay, so gray skin, horns and everything, fangs. And my outfit that I was wearing actually matched the same colors as his sign. So he was sitting in front of, or he was standing in front of this giant flower pot thing and holding his sign and yelling at people. I was standing behind him, holding my arms up with this like really confused expression. So whenever anybody would walk by, they'd start giggling. People took pictures with me. And it eventually got to the point where these guys from Channel 5 came up to me and interviewed me.
Ooh.
Which I got to do. I got to do the whole cliche, let me tell you about Homestuck thing.
Girl.
Hey!
So, Explain Homestuck in 5 seconds. Wow.
Everyone dies.
Yep.
Anyway.
Everyone dies, then they come back, then they die again.
They're not
That's
dead enough.
That's just alternate realities and dimensions. There's Homestuck.
Yep.
Anyway.
I ended up staying in again. Ended up leaving because of me, because nobody was paying attention to him anymore, and they were just like, "Hi."
It's all good.
But after he left, okay, I ended up going back to my hotel, getting the makeup off, and then picking out.
Picking out was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember coming back and smelling your wings.
What?
Yep.
Chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
I remember coming back and I was like, oh, it smells like those wings you like to get from 7-Eleven.
Smelling his wings.
Yes, I'm smelling his wings.
You see why I'm confused.
Anyway.
That was pretty much my day, too.
Alrighty. I think I ran across that same religious protester. I was Cloud Stripe. I severely confused him. When I was walking past him with my friend, he was yelling, and I turned to my friend. I was like, "My boobs are so uncomfortable right now." And he's like, "Wait, you're a girl?" And I kept walking.
Oh my god.
I don't mind messing with those guys. I cross-dressed Dory.
Sup?
Anyway, my day two. Yeah, two. Day two was the Final Fantasy gathering. I think that was it. Yeah, because I didn't go to the Legend of Zelda gathering. That was on day three and stuff. Anyway, oh, and Kingdom Hearts that? No, we didn't go to the all the clouds didn't go to the Kingdom Hearts this year. Yeah, we all missed it. Oops.
There was a cloud at the Organization 13 gathering.
Well, yeah, Organization 13, the guy with the wing, right?
I think so.
He's my friend.
He didn't actually show up. We sort of just like grabbed him from the crowd.
Oh yeah, he's chill, dude. We all didn't know. Like we all met up eventually, like because we all run into each other on the way around the con. And we're like, we don't know when it is. Oh well.
Yeah.
We're
nobody
in that
knew
game,
it.
But hey. Anyway. Yeah. So my day two started out waking up early. Dory dancing in behind me.
I jingle.
Waking up early, getting dressed in Cloud, which I actually modified Cloud this year. Chrome just bashed her hand on a counter. Anyway, got ready in Cloud. I remodified Cloud this year, so it was a lot easier to get in and out of once I put each strap where it went because he has so many straps. Turned out my shirt had shrunk a bit, and I was like, crud, because it shrunk in the washer, and I was like, well, this just does lovely things to me. Anyway, and so I went around the con. I went to the gathering, and then I met up with another friend who was cosplaying. She was cosplaying Yuffie. Met up with my friend Jesse, and from there on, we went and met up with a cosplay group I'm in called Fire Hazards. we're all known for literally being fire hazards. If you guys were around Anime Expo last year, there was a bunch of Final Fantasy in one of the hallways by the exhibit hall. That was us. We were a bit of a fire hazard this year. That was fun. We were all meeting up because we'd never get to meet up. And so we were all meeting up in a group. And I was talking to another friend. My friend Jesse was talking to another guy. And my friend and I started getting louder and louder. And we were yelling at one point. And my friend Jesse turns around and goes, "Will you stop yelling? I can't hear him." And we both just turned around and just start screaming. Like, just one long scream, and she joins in, and I start laughing and fall out, and so I'm watching them laughing. The whole group is slowly backing away from all of us, and the staff is staring at us from across the way at the baggage check. And
I love that you use arm movements and everything, even though I'm the only one that can see you.
Shut up. I use a lot of arm movements when I talk. And so we did that, and then we were just like, that was perfect. Everybody was staring. I was like, what the hell? And my friend Jason's like, I wish I had taken pictures of all the people that were there, because their faces were priceless. And so from there, I hung out with them a lot longer, and then we all split up because they had some photo shoots. I had a photo shoot. I did a photo shoot with an Aerith, this Aerith that goes around that is – at ALA, she goes around with a katana in her because she got stabbed by Sephiroth. This year, she didn't have it, but she had "Sephiroth was here" written on her ass in blood. And then, why'd you give me this? I can't eat it yet. I'm talking.
Eat it!
And so from then on, I went and I hung out with them all day. I made a friend. His name was Joey. He paid for our dinner at Denny's. He was a really cool guy. He's going back. He lives in Arizona, and he was actually going to come if I got to go back to school.
He was hot.
You liked Joey?
He was attractive.
I didn't pay attention. He was Cloud. I was like, oh, it's another Cloud. Anyway. And so from there on, I hung out. I saw Dory for a little bit because she brought me my medicine, because the whole entire time I was at Con, I was on antibiotics for my foot. And then...
What happened to your foot?
I had an ingrown toenail that got ripped out at the salon, and then they didn't clean it out, and so I got an infected toe, and yeah. Fun stuff.
Yummy.
Uh-huh, yummy. And so I'm sitting here with frickin' noodles in my hand because of Chrome.
I'm cooking a dinner. Eat my food.
And so then I eventually went back to the hotel, and that was my day two. Chrome, come tell your day two.
Come get the bread.
Okay. Hi.
All right. Day two, I slept until noon because I didn't have any gatherings at all for day two.
I tried to wake you up.
Yeah, everyone tried to wake me up. It wasn't successful.
Not in the least.
Only because I knew I had nothing to do, so I wasn't going to get up for people. I got up because day two was the morning I got the text from the AX staff that they had my ring. So I ran over there, ran back, stripped, went back to bed. Didn't care.
Yeah, that happened.
I finally woke up around noon, and our roommate, Monica, helped me put on one of my corsets. It was my purple and black one, and she let me borrow her black jacket to help calm down my chesticle area. Yeah. I don't know what you're looking for. But, day two was really uneventful. I mean, I had some fun when I... showed up at the exhibit hall with Brina and met up with Black Vash. Yes, sweetie, the entire time, Brina and I were looking for the BDSM shop and the Yaoi booth.
Well,
yes, that's amazing for something in Tea
House.
I was
so happy! Yes,
all my knowledge
is there. Oh, yeah. Introduced to Tea House that day.
Tea House! I got her addicted. Anyway.
I'm up to date. I have special editions of their chapters now. Anyway. Oh, Tea House. Oh, Yaoi about fancy whores. But, yeah. day two, I don't know. We just really didn't do anything. Me and Brina did get to do a photo shoot in a beautiful Lamborghini when we first walked by it, Brina asked me if that was the Batmobile. Like, no, sweetie, that's not the Batmobile. It's just an awesome car.
It's a really good car.
And I will actually be able to get to drive it at a racetrack in about a month and a half from now.
They promised you?
It's a big thing that they're doing with Lamborghinis and everything. I'll get it. But, yeah, that's going to be fun. I still have to post pictures from AX, actually. The few pictures I did take.
all of like 9, maybe 9. Oh, I never talked about the Tenet lookalike on day 0. Oh well, I can get back to him later. Yeah. He's fantastic. He was.
We knew which floor he was on. How about that?
The third floor was the best floor of the hotel. Let's anyway. Just go with that. But yeah, day two. I honestly didn't do crap. Day two was like the main day I was in the exhibit hall, and I got to get a Arkham City poster with the signatures of Riddler, Penguin, Batman, the creator of the game, Catwoman. All I need left is the Jokers. So I need to find Mark Hamill before he dies and have him sign it. I hope he doesn't die anytime
soon.
That
was me.
I love, yeah.
Knock on wood.
Hey.
No, I.
Yeah. So, but yeah. I also got a purple leather coat. Actually, never mind.
Anyway.
Good day two. On to day three, which we will go back to Black Vash.
Yay.
Take it away.
All right. Actually, there was one other thing I wanted to say about day two. Small, quick little thing. There was a there's this improv group called Dungeon Masters that was doing a panel there.
Dungeon Masters.
I got to be in their show.
Hey.
Nice.
Yeah, it was all cool.
What was your part?
It was your basic like princess was captured by bandits. You need 6 people to go rescue her, and I was one of the 6.
Oh, I'm glad you weren't the bandit.
Yeah, that would suck. You'd get
beat
up and die.
Yeah, we all died twice.
Oh, that's fun.
Aw.
Phoenix Young. Yeah.
It was nice. And then we betrayed the king, but whatever. But yeah, day three. Day three was fun. Again, can't remember what I did. Day three was fun, actually. Got to hang out with one of my other friends. We got to go to the Kyle Hebert panel, which was awesome. Got to ask him about
Kyle
Dragon Ball.
Love him.
Let's see, what else did I do? Went searching for food in various places. Got ripped off at a food truck, of course. And then, of course, did Dungeon Master. Actually, no, Dungeon Master was day two. Day three for me was, I got to do Bang Zoom, which was fun. And then got to do, the karaoke gong show, which for some reason I do every year. I actually wasn't going to do it this year, but by the time I got to the list, I was hanging out with the guys who were doing karaoke. I saw the list for gong show. It was like 3:00 on day three and no one had signed up for the show. So I'm like, fine. I'll do it. And I did it. And, I was first. You never want to be first at these things. But it was fun. Gong Show was fun.
What did I miss?
Got to hang out with a few other, like, a couple of other Vashes. We were actually being fire hazards in the hallway.
Fire hazard!
Yeah, fire hazard!
We were just, like, standing there, shouting random things, had our pictures taken constantly. It was really fun. So we did that, did Gong Show, I think that's the last bit of open mic at the karaoke booth, and then that was my day three.
Awesome. How about on to you, Romy? Day three.
Day three was a Naruto gathering for me. AX kind of tested personal relationships for me. And that's where I'm going to leave it.
So a not so good day three.
Not so good, honey?
I'm sorry, dear.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you everything off
later.
Off, yeah.
Okay.
We understand.
Do you want to talk any more about it? Day three, that is?
Anything fun? Yeah, we saw you
for 3 minutes, and then, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
Day three.
Day four.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fire went poof. poof for a while because his internet sucks.
By the way, I thought you looked fantastic at the Naruto gathering on day 3.
You did. You looked fantastic.
No one really wanted pictures, so both John and I decided to put those cosplays on hiatus.
I liked it. I thought it was a really cute outfit.
It really is, but the fact is that we both feel that we don't resemble the character that we said that we do. And, I mean, I can probably use it for the Naruto gathering.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's Ninetales.
Yeah.
But the fact is that it's not... to both of us, it's not representative enough of Kurama.
Ah.
I mean, granted, these are our O's. These are our, if you watch a video that I'll post up later, it comes from an OC.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual story behind it's a lot deeper than that, so it means a lot to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
But no one really knew who we were at AX, and we're both kind of attention whores. So we both want a little bit of appreciation and recognition. And we both felt that we didn't get it.
Okay. Fire, are you there?
Maybe.
Okay.
Day 3, dear.
Tell us about your day 3 quick so that we don't lose you.
Pretty much my entire day 3 was just my Auron gathering. Not the Auron gathering, but we had an Auron shoot where we had the entire host club.
Mm-hmm.
My honey senpai didn't get there on time, so we ended up grabbing a honey senpai that was wandering around in the photo booth area. So we got our stuff done, then our honey senpai finally got there. We took another set of photos, minus the Kyoya because he had to leave. And then pretty much the rest of the day was just me and my honey senpai doing photos for people. Oh yeah, I got tackled by somebody.
Ouch. I know that feeling. That is not a
fun
feeling. Was that you?
Yeah, no. I'm just saying because I've tackled you before.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, the one good thing that did come out of day 3 was me meeting with a fantastic Team 7 cosplayers.
Oh, yeah, that
and,
good.
Yeah, and I did midnight photo shoots for them. Oh, my God, the Sasuke. I only did one shot with him, one photo. And boom, it's like instant magic with him. it was just so funny. Just the angle and LA smog finally did something good.
Okay.
Yeah, you let me look at your pictures. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed them.
Yeah, if anybody out there really wants to do a photo shoot, it's practice for me and my photography. You can tell me how you want it. I'll listen. I actually take pretty good direction if you're pretty nice about it, but if you're going to be a butt about it, no.
That's how most things are. Yeah. Alrighty. Fire, is that all of your day 3?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So... On to my day 3. We can hear you, by the way.
Cool.
So my day 3 consisted of, in the morning I was Sasuke. I was a female Sasuke, which originally I was going to be a male Sasuke, but then I finally decided, you know what, this year I'm actually going to start cosplaying some females. I never cosplay females unless it's like last minute, oh crud, I have to do it this way. So this was an actual planned female cosplay.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I had to go and get the butt bow from Romy because I was going to go to one other gathering, but I was just like, with my friends. We were just kind of like, you know what? We don't really want to go anymore just because we're running around the whole convention center, so we're having fun anyway. And so we got Starbucks, and then we went and found Romy, and then... because she had an interview that she was doing before that. And then got that from her, ran to Naruto, only to find out that only one of the two people that were there running it knew what they were doing. Barely.
Doesn't that always happen, though?
Yeah.
Right.
But they had a list. And I was like, well, if you guys need any help, I'll help you.
I need a megaphone.
Hosting the gathering.
for Naruto. My voice was already gone by that point. Already gone before that. I hosted the gathering. It was very gone after that. It was very hot. I was in the sun the whole entire time. I am doing very broad hand movements, so Dory's probably going to be laughing. And thankfully, there was an Ambu there. Like, I'd talk to him every time I'd come up the stairs. He was very nice. He went off, and I was like, oh, my friend's gone. He comes back, and he gives me a water. And I was just like, this guy's a sweetheart. So thank you to that guy. If you actually do listen to this, thank you. You saved me. And then from that, I did not host the Naruto Yaoi this year. None of us.
It was incredibly small.
Yeah. It's because we didn't put anything out for it because both Christina and I, who were two of the people who helped run it last year,
love it. I was the other one. Don't leave
two
me.
Two of the three. Two of the three that ran it last year. We had Attack on Titan, so I had to run and change. I think she came down for a little bit, but I had to run and change into Aaron. Chrome was off doing something. I don't know. She was stalking all day. And so I had to run with my friends back to the hotel. Ended up having to tell the clerk at the desk because one of our keys went missing. I was like, I need to go and take my medicine. And then he gave me a key that was a one-time use, ran up, used it, came back down, gave it back to him. Eventually found my key card
in my
wallet because my wallet is falling apart.
It was my key card that I gave you.
Yeah, my
wallet. Wait, you need a new wallet? I got a new wallet here you can have.
I have a chain wallet. I like my chain. But, maybe. and then from there, we ran to Attack on Titan. I was a little late, but I knew one of the people helping host it, and the other girl wasn't supposed to host it because she was working at, the con. And so when I got there, they were running a little behind, and I was like, if you need help, I don't mind actually helping at this. They're running it. I don't mind giving, like, finding out things for them, making sure people are okay. So I was just like, if you need any help on anything, I can give you some tips and stuff. So I did that for them. I was in, like, a few pictures just because I was late. I was getting – at one picture, I was getting choked by my friend Amanda, who was Levy. I didn't mind. It was hilarious. And so – from there, it was a bit more laid back, but my friend was like, do you want to read the update? And I was standing next to this other guy who I made complete friends with. His name's Kenny. And we're like, yes. And so she gave us her phone, and we read the update on her phone right then and there. And she took a picture of us because she thought it was amusing. And then went inside, hung out with my friend for a little longer. That was day three. And then went and met one of my other friends after I ran into this adorable little child who was cosplaying from Attack on Titan with his parents.
Aww. There
are probably pictures of this interaction. I went up, I talked to him. I wasn't in character. I didn't care to be in character. Because I went up, I talked to him. I was like, do you want to join the Scouting Legion? He's like, I killed a Colossus. I was like, did you really? That's a really big help. Good job. I gave him a high five. And then I was like, do you want to join the Scouting Legion? Do you want to be like me when you grow up? He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. Because I was Aaron Yeager. And so I let him play with my 3D maneuver gear. I didn't mind. It was adorable. People were loving it. And I talked to his parents for a while before I had to go. And I hung out.
Is this him?
And then I went and hung out with a friend. And then we grabbed. Yep, that's him. That was my buddy. That's my friend. His nickname's Benny. Because his full name's Benjamin. Anyway, and so from there I went and we eventually collected Dory eventually. No, Chrome eventually for the Masquerade because my friend had tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to Masquerade, got Chrome, then got Fire, then got Brina, then... Wait, Brina?
Cat.
Yeah. Got Cat. Then we got my friend Amanda. Eventually, we were all in the Masquerade. Watched the whole Masquerade.
We had 8 tickets for free. We had a row to ourselves.
Yeah. And so my friend was really generous. And so finally, watched the whole thing. Saw someone get proposed to. It was...
Oh, that was adorable.
It was a Toby to his Kakashi.
What's funny is that I actually interviewed them on day one.
Nice. They were a very adorable couple. I did have a bit of bad news about one of my friends that kind of, like, killed my day. And it just...
That helped.
Yeah, but that really did help me. But
cheer up a little, but because people do really messed up things in relationships, and one of those things happened, so that was bad. When I saw the proposal, that made my day a little better. Made me want to punch a wall less. So from then on, we went out. Chrome and I alone had Denny's, I think, together. She was really hyper, obnoxiously hyper.
I ran around the West Hall
with my cloak.
God, I almost ruined a photo shoot, but luckily
she caught herself.
Holy balance! Oh my God, I should have died.
Yeah, one of the cosplayers in the shoot was like, "Good balance." Yeah,
he broke like the photo shoot just to comment on it.
Yeah, and like I came up behind her and grabbed her around her.
Our underarms,
and I just slowly pulled her back so she wouldn't die, because I was like, oh, she can't stand there long.
I was doing good. I was on my, like, right leg. My left one was way up in the air, because I literally stopped mid-run just to, like, catch myself, and I even, like, did algebra, geometry in my head. I did math in my head to, like, check, like, okay, photographer, camera up here, foot over here, not in shot, cosplayer, good, I'm awesome.
And then eventually we got her back to the room, and then I talked on Skype for a bit, and then we both just crashed. And that was my day three, and on to Chrome's day three.
What? Hi. Yeah, my day three was terrible, no offense, but I don't know. Day three was a day of feels for me.
Feels.
One terrible, one not so bad, the other one, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was stalking pretty much all day with my best friend Bruno. She was my panty. We did last year. Honestly, what made my day, because the first thing that we did once we got changed, since there was no gathering for panty and stalking this AX, was we went to the Naruto gathering, and we actually got to catch, like, the last 10-15 minutes of it.
Rah.
As soon as,
my hair started coming out of my wig. Someone help
that
me.
That happens. As soon as me and, Bruno walked up, there was the most adorable little, Haninozuka Oran. She was there because, her group was doing Naruto this day. She walked straight up to me, and Brina's like, can I get a picture with you? You guys are the best panty and stocking I've seen. Like, oh my god, I want to love you. She was so small and tiny, even though I'm pretty sure she was older than me. She's the most adorable little girl I've seen at a con in a long time, excluding like the little like Peach, the baby like princesses and everything. They're always dead ringer for cute. Yeah. It was actually at the Naruto gathering where I had my first feels attack. Pretty shitty, pardon my French, information that I learned, but it happens. It's fine. I'm getting upset. I'm getting sad. Don't come over here and hug me. No.
I'm not. I'm going into a different room.
Come over and hug me. You're terrible.
Oh, here's something that's even worse, and this is a pun. This is actually really cool. If you go and look this up on YouTube,
Hold on.
It's so awesome.
Excuse me. Anyway, back to your story.
But yeah, feels attack. And then Brain and I were kind of hiding out in the, what is it called? It's like, it's the little awkward underneath area that's in between the West and South Hall. I never remember the
concourse.
Concourse.
Cardigan. Oh, yeah.
Cardigan? That's a sweater!
I got the C part right.
Everything else dead wrong.
Yep, it's Cardigan Hall now. make sure you write that down in your list. It's Cardigan Hall, just so you know.
You gotta rename it.
Yep, you have to rename it because I said so. I've been going to AX for 8 years. You're renaming this, okay? Good.
Can we just name it Chrome Hall?
Chrome Hall. Yes, name it after me. It still has the C.
Anyway.
Oh, I'm on crack right now because I ate. But yeah, while we were hiding down there, we ran into Fire and our friend Kat. They were still doing art on high school. And Kat was telling us about like this really awesome Stuttgart Loki that they found. Like, you know, sexy Loki suit. He had the correct hair and everything. He needs to work on slicking it back. His friends even said that. I thought it was hilarious when they judged him. Love it. Scarf. He looked fantastic. He even had the face. It was great. And we just look across the hall, and he's there sitting. Like, really?
Yo, man.
So Bruno runs over there and asks if we can get a picture with him. And he said, yeah, in a few minutes, because he was actually eating. Way to go, Brina. That's the one rule, one of the rules of con going.
Let them eat.
Don't interrupt cosplayers if they're sitting and eating.
If we are eating, leave us alone.
You should have seen me eat a spaghetti sandwich just now. I was horrifying looking.
I went to Denny's, and I was so hungry, my friends were, like, telling me to slow down, because I inhaled my eggs, and then I completely inhaled half a pancake.
I watched you do that.
Half of two pancakes, so technically a whole pancake.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He was, we got to do a weird panty and stocking slash Loki photo shoot.
Okay.
As weird as that was, but hey, he was fun. He was handsy.
Oh my god.
I just choked on my drink.
Got to kiss Loki. I felt accomplished. That's a goal in every teenage girl's life.
Moving on. I was about to say, moving on.
But,
oh my god.
Yeah, it was after that is where I had my second feels attack of the day. But, again, a not so good one because I ended up feeling really, like, neglected and ignored.
And then I got her.
Brina was more worried about being with the Loki. But, oh well, that's fine. She had her fun. Yeah.
And then I kidnapped you.
You didn't kidnap me. Nick and Fire and Cat kidnapped me.
And then you came to us.
Uh-huh.
And we're my cuddle buddy.
Uh-huh.
Cuddle buddy.
Yeah. Fire, Cat, and I drove around trying. We went to Cat's hotel, which was really difficult because for some reason she couldn't remember what hotel she was. She knew what hotel she was in. She couldn't remember how to get it. We even tried my navigation on my phone when I still had it. For some reason, my navigation's gone now. It wanted to drop me off in like the middle of this underground tunnel. So apparently she's like a sewer rat or something. I was waiting like maybe.
Oh my god, Cat's tunnel.
If I like drive my car through the wall.
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't. As you saw today, I saw that car. But yeah, it turns out there's actually a way to get on top of the tunnel. So that was terrible. That was an hour of my life wasted driving. Words. But yeah, we went over to IHOP, yep. I'm renaming everything today. But yeah, IHOP, and I checked my clock, because we had to be in ready for masquerade by 7. I'm finishing up now. masquerade. I ended up being half an hour late, so I had to go back to the hotel, drop off my car, put on normal clothing, and run all the way back to the convention center just to meet up with our friend Ari to get the tickets. So, but yeah, masquerade, so much love. Got to see my fantastic cousin, which I love her so much. You were fantastic. You caught the adorable fainting woman.
Oh yeah, someone fainted at masquerade. She won and then fainted.
Yeah, she got.
She was crying.
I think it was like third place for like
second
designer. Second. Yeah,
second
for
place.
The costume designer.
$2,000.
Oh, God, she fainted on stage. My cousin was the first person to catch her, and then everyone else ended up helping her out. But, yeah, then there was the engagement, so that was the other feel. Like, oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, I'm lonely. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not safe to drink.
And then there was me being hyper, having to take Cloud to first aid to bandage up her foot. And, yeah. So, yeah, then he's at 1 a.m., 2 a.m.?
Something like that.
I was ready for 3 a.m., but you guys were asleep.
I'm sorry.
I got the door for
the
you.
When we got home.
Anyway, on to day 4. Black Bash, tell us about your day 4.
I didn't do nothing.
What?
Day 4, I kind of just, my group and I kind of wanted to leave a little earlier than I normally do. So, like, we packed up the hotel, we put all of our stuff in the car, hung out at con for a while. I was basically in karaoke the entire day. But we left at like 3. We ended up leaving like really early.
Oh, well, that's okay though. Sometimes you just gotta leave early.
Yeah. I would have liked to stay though, but whatevs. There's always next con.
Uh-huh. Alrighty, on to Romy. Tell us about your day four.
Real quick, there's actually one other thing I left out about day three.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Day three, one of my friends and I tried to win someone from Anime Singled Out.
I remember you telling me about this.
We kind of cheated, but yeah.
Didn't a bunch of you pool together?
The best way to win.
Yeah, pretty much. You basically get together in a group, and try to predict the answers. Try to last to the end of the round.
Yeah, how far did you get?
I got to the end of the round.
Good job.
Woo! Fantastic.
I kind of made the girl's heart flutter a bit when I said something.
Aww.
I meant it, I'm just saying.
That's adorable.
But yeah, that was the end of day three, and I played it off as like, hey, yeah, I kind of pulled this thing out of my butt, and I kind of did, but I was still kind of being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, day four, kind of a nothing day, left early, that was me.
Alrighty, Romy, on to your day four, tell us about it.
Packed up, looked for a ride, found a ride, went to Little Tokyo for dinner.
Found you.
Found me, us!
Yeah. Almost didn't.
We got lucky.
Yeah.
Crossing a street.
Yeah.
That was your day four?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Fire, on to your day four.
Yeah, I'm online, Dad. I'm
waking
not doing
up
much.
And then packing.
Oh, good Lord. He's had all day.
Romy.
Sorry.
Pretty much just packing, then playing Extreme Tetris, which I ultimately failed at.
Yeah, you did.
Shut up. going back to the going back to the con, doing more Honey Mori, and pretty much it.
All right.
Then afterwards, going to that sandwich place, Quiznos.
Quiznos. The guy tried to get Brina to go in the freezer.
He scared me, but he ended up being really cool.
He was a really chill dude. All right.
German Quizno Man.
German Quizno Man. Okay, so my day four was panic, gotta do something, panic. I was in Attack on Titan. I was supposed to be in My Little Pony, but...
We both dropped out of that, so...
Yeah, we're both just like, I really, 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 really don't wanna. And also, I was just like, I promised a friend I would do that. I promised a friend to run to a shoot with her real quick on that day, so... And I couldn't go back to the hotel and change, so changed into Attack on Titan. Takes a half hour to get into just the straps alone. Then ran with Chrome, I think. Was it you? Yeah, ran with you to...
Steve! Broken Spirits.
Broken Spirits.
Sneak peek of the movie.
Yeah, ran to that. And then, well, basically her day is my day. So then from there, we ran to the exhibit hall to try and find something for my brother, but Jessica Nigri left, so I couldn't get her signature, but I got him Doctor Who stuff instead, which he loves.
I bought so much Tea House stuff.
And found a Tea House booth again. Didn't get to talk to the creator again that day, but met her before. And then from there, we were in there till the exhibit hall closed, basically. I wasn't wearing my gear for Attack on Titan. I got her to cosplay Krista with me from Attack on Titan.
Yeah, that happened. I don't even read and or watch Attack on Titan. I don't want to jump on the bandwagon. But apparently I could be in cosplay in my normal clothes. So
yeah, there was one part. So I was like, do you want to wear my cloak? And she's like, yeah. So, and then from there we went to the car, which was a nightmare. And we drove awkwardly all the way to a parking lot where we were going to go to Quiznos. And I played car Tetris and redid the whole entire car so that we fit. And then what else? And then we got Quiznos, met the German Quizno Man that was a pretty chill dude. He was talking to us about that. Talked to Chrome about London. What else happened? And then from there, I drove to my house with your car.
Oh, yeah, because I couldn't do it.
She was tired. And I was like, I'll drive. I don't mind.
I stayed awake the entire time, though, talking to foreign friends.
Yep. And so got all the way to my house.
brought my cat out for them to see, woke Nick up to see the cat, and ran in with the cat, played a little more car Tetris, before finally packing up the car and waving them goodbye.
Yeah, then I got to drive home, and there's still, as I said, con stuff in my car that shows how much I've unpacked. The only thing I did unpack was my suitcase, because I'm bleeding on my face.
You are.
The night we got back from con on day 4, literally less than 12 hours later, I was at LAX for a flight to London. So I unpacked the suitcase, threw all the crap I could possibly need in there, and then some, and left. I didn't sleep that night, even though everyone I was talking to kept yelling at me to go to bed.
Yep.
But I kind of slept on the plane. I mean, I woke up with a migraine, but I slept. Eventually,
so that's the AX recap, I guess. That sounds like we all had a pretty darn good time for the most part.
Yeah. Some days were.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes, though. Most of the time, though, not the ring thing.
There's always that tiny bit of drama in there. Yeah. Even if it's not with other people.
Happens. Just stuff happens. Shit happens. So, let's do our sign-offs. Vash?
Oh, great weekend, but holy crap. Anyway, not enough time. This is Black Fashion. Have a good night.
Fire?
This is Fire. Good night. You probably won't be seeing me again.
Chrome?
This is Chrome. I am probably on crack, and my face is bleeding, so I'm going to take care of that.
This is Cloud. I had a fun time. I hope you guys tune in again. Chrome made too spicy of food for me to eat, so I am struggling to eat dinner, but I love it. So yeah.
I'm from the South. Eat my Cajun pasta.
I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Thank you for letting us host it. It was good talking to y'all.
Oh, you two would love this stuff, you wiener.
Eh.